It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Blaze, is that a marijuana reference?
Well, everybody, happy Thanksgiving!
We made it another year.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm hungry.
Hey, boys.
I'm always hungry.
I want to invite you on this auspicious day. That's the wrong way to say that word. I want to invite you on this Caucasian Day. That's wrong, too.
This Caucasian Day?
I want to invite you on this Caucasian Anglo Day to come tell me, sit on my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas. It's Thanksgiving, so it's time to think about what you want for Christmas. DA, you know what? You settle your big 6'4" ass over here and sit on this lap, and you tell Corey, you tell what you want for Christmas. You
other than an iron, because I didn't notice how wrinkly the shirt was. It was balled up in the corner. So first off, an iron or a steamer.
So you want some class?
Yeah, some Christmas class
and some poise.
My little polo horseman, he riding a damn parakeet.
Yo, wrinkled my little pony.
But you know what? I was just telling my wife this. I said,
tell me. Tell
she said,
Corey,
what you
tell
want?
Tell Corey Claus.
I said, babe. She was like, hurry up. And I said, no, not that.
You were talking about sex?
Yeah, if I'm not explaining, it ain't funny.
I'm sorry I stepped on it. I apologize.
So I said, you know what I really want for Christmas? And I'm going to get it because I get what I want when I want it. So I said, I want that new Xbox system.
She says,
what the fuck? She said, you have a PlayStation 5 and you have a PC. Why do you want the new Xbox? I said, because the kids keep playing my PlayStation. They're playing stuff.
Yeah.
So if I have the Xbox, I'll just keep it for me. And she said, it sounds stupid, but if that makes you happy, fine. So I did some thinking, and I said, that is stupid.
That was your first mistake?
Yes, I did some thinking. I said, why get a system, which again, I can do everything on the PC.
Uh-huh.
Why don't I get something to complement that? So
an equipment complementation.
And how does that happen? Well, I'm glad you didn't ask.
I didn't.
Virtual reality.
Oh, you want
those virtual reality headsets are about $300. The new Xbox is $399. I'd be saving $100 getting the new Oculus or whatever that's fully VR now and playing it through Steam through my PC. So I'm like, do that shit instead.
Oh yeah, this is an Afterburner. He's still cussing. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, Christmas. When are we airing this?
What's the time?
Don't worry about it, because this is my Christmas gift to DA.
Yeah, I get to say shit on the Thursday show.
This show is uncensored and commercial free.
Shut the shit.
We're moving up. No, we're not moving up. It's actually a step backwards, but that's okay because it's the holidays and I don't have time to fix your fuck ups.
Yay. Sorry. You dove into
Hold on. Let's just take a moment right now to appreciate the little run that DA just did with his yay. He said, yay.
Well, the Afterburner listeners, that's not the only thing I insinuated.
That's very true. DA, get off my lap. DA, why don't you go ahead and satchel, get those pants off, come and sit on Corey Claus's lap, and let's talk about the first thing that pops up.
Well, I'm a very simple man.
No, you're not, but go ahead.
So, it is very well documented on this show that I love Star Wars.
Yes, you do.
The hell you say?
I know.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yeah. And there's something I've had my eye on quite recently.
Me?
And there's something else I have my eye on for my whole life, but I figured until I make it like super rich, I'm not going to get that, because that thing is like super expensive.
Me.
Which is
a Lamborghini.
The original Millennium Falcon. Like, it's
watch
like
your language.
7,000 is like 7 million pieces, and I'm like, oh man, that's super expensive. But I will settle for the R2-D2 Lego set.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go for the what's the new round Star Wars guy with the head on his.
R3-D3, you stupid fuck.
Thank you, DA.
DB8.
Oh.
You were wrong.
That's a stupid.
You were wrong too, DA.
I thought it was R3-D3.
You know what? You ruined my Thanksgiving experience.
But yeah, R2-D2 Lego set. Oh my gosh. I'm looking forward to that.
You're saying this like you're going to have Corey buy it for you.
I'm not.
Mm-mm. He's not, because it's way out of the price range.
What is the cost of it?
$200.
$199.99.
You know what? There was
some fucking Legos.
There was a day, there was a time back in the day.
Now I do have a backup one.
Where I would have dropped that. I would have dropped that.
I do have a backup set.
I would have dropped that actually.
That I would like.
But no.
He's asking for it, Corey. This is why he's showing you.
I've been asking for stuff for him for years. And as soon as I get that, he'll get this.
It's this one right
so,
here.
So, DJ, you can get a BJ and a Lego set.
This one right here is the
Merry Mandalorian. Christmas.
It's the Mandalorian and Baby Grogu.
It's got the little Baby Yoda in it.
Yeah, it's the mini Lego set for that. Only $16. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good backup.
Huge price drop. So.
Now, Corey Claus takes offense when you ask him for cheap gifts. Like DA sat on Corey Claus's lap and asked for a $300 virtual reality headset so he can escape the reality that is his life, which sucks. I can understand that. He's ruined it three times.
Oh, because I got three babies.
Thank you, yeah. DA, for pointing out the joke. And DJ,
y'all just stepping on each other's
DJ,
shit.
You were good when you were at the $200 Goop Lego set, but then you insulted me with your $16 backup plan.
Yeah, I'm go sorry. Hard or go home, bro.
Yeah, you get hard or you go home. What? Well, I didn't say that.
Well, the $16 one was more of a Lady K, if you want to send that my way. That's fine.
That's messed up. Now you hit. Now because he knows he's not going to get it from me, so A7K4. He hits my girl up for it.
Yeah, right.
Or A7K4.
That's how his people move.
Now, I'm going to do like I normally do, and I'm going to sit on my own lap. And tell myself what I want for Christmas.
What you want to
sit on your whole lap?
You could probably sit on your own lap. Just move pieces of you around. Get that goop that's over there. Put it on the rest of the goop. That's what Corey is. Goop on goop.
All I want for Christmas.
Your two front teeth?
Is my feelings back.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America. You wanna laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy Cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Boom, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, special for your Thanksgiving Day. Yes, even though it is Thanksgiving, we are still going to bring you an all new show, an abbreviated show, but we just didn't want to leave you hanging for the holiday season. So we are live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show at home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And my co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our swag merch store featuring now the Fat Guy Radio Show Mike Design shirt, ladies and gentlemen. You want to grab yourself one of these or give one as a gift for the holiday to help spread the word about Fat Guy Radio Show. If a t-shirt's not your bag, maybe you can try it on an apron, or maybe a sweatshirt, or a baseball shirt, or a unisex shirt. And revealed last week, it's available on a teddy bear or a teddy dog. You can get the Fat Guy Radio Show Mike Design on a litany of products available in our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Get these for a limited time only while supplies last, and we thank you for doing so. Well, hell, the gang is almost all here. Lil D may pop in a little later, speaking that it is Thanksgiving and he ain't got nothing else going on in his life.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving, D.
But happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all of you too, that are. I'm here too, DA. I'm here too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I wish a happy day to you every day, Corey. No, I wake up and say, happy day, Corey.
No, you don't. That's happy day. Corey. That's happy day, Jesus. But I thank you for thinking that I'm a super. Oh, happy day. All right. So Thanksgiving, boys. Today is Thanksgiving. We made it. Do you think that with Thanksgiving being back in full regale after the pandemic last year kind of shut Thanksgiving down and everybody went to their corners, with everybody coming out of their corners, do you think people are going to be able to handle Thanksgiving now?
I think President Harris is doing a great job of...
That is so wrong. That's so wrong. It's right.
You know, I'm going to let DT take it.
Do you think people are going to be able to handle Thanksgiving? And the reason why I ask this question is because people are going bat-ass crazy. I mean, think about it. When things started opening back up earlier in the year, sporting events, I mean, hell, even at the now Footprint Center, there was a couple of melees in the corridor because there was a large group of people back together and people didn't know how to act and stuff like that. Do you think that any of that's going to have an effect on now you're able to get back around other people around the holidays now? You think people are going to be able to handle that?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Define handle. Like,
I mean, are they going to be able to be civilized? I mean, you're going to have your normal Thanksgiving fights. But is it going to be escalated now because people are going to be more amped up to be around other people?
Look, I can't answer because, look, I don't know which side of my family didn't do COVID-related measures. Since the world hasn't shut down in my life,
you didn't had no COVID protocols in your
life. This is another Thanksgiving. We've been having get-togethers even more so now.
You were just trying to get yourself to COVID.
No, we're not, because
guess
what?
You failed at every turn.
You
tried. Because
again, we wash our hands normally.
COVID free since 83.
Yep, born 88, but you get the point.
I'm sorry, COVID free since 93.
There you go,
nigger.
Jeez, the hard R.
The hard R on,
the hard R on a Thanksgiving day special.
Exactly.
It's Thanksgiving. Keep your qualms about yourself.
All I know is,
will there be mac and cheese?
I know, right?
Nah, the question this year is,
he's ready to kill somebody over that damn mac and cheese.
I know.
The question this year is, will there be pies? I recently went shopping this past weekend because I had to make pies for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And because I pretty much make pies every year, with the exception of last year because of the whole COVID thing.
Like, see, we were affected by the pandemic, you and I, DT. Apparently, the pandemic just kind of skipped over the DA household. It just skipped.
Yeah, it was Passover pandemic. For
DA was standing outside of his house during the pandemic saying, pass me not, oh, gentle COVID.
You know what I did is I took a vitamin, right? A wild vitamin from the wild, and I wrangled it.
Wait a minute. You got a wild vitamin from the wild?
A wild vitamin from the wild, right? And I said, look.
That's wild.
Untamed. And then I slit its throat. And then I put its vitamin juice on my door stoop. So I put the vitamin goop on my door stoop, and then COVID just passed me by.
Do not pass me by. Oh.
So yeah, I haven't. I treat COVID regulations like Christmas trees.
I don't want to.
I guess you can say.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
They're not welcome in my home.
This is Thanksgiving, damn it. DT, so you have to make pies and you don't know if you want to use chocolate or laxatives. Continue.
No. I went to a store. I'm not gonna name the store that I went to.
The pie store.
It was probably Albertsons. You look like an Albertsons guy.
He is not an Albertsons guy.
But I went to the store.
He looks like Food City.
I went to the store and I went to the pie aisle. I went to the pie aisle.
The pie aisle. Yes, I am familiar with the pie aisle in all grocery stores.
Aisle 21.
I thought it was aisle 2. Pie 2?
It's actually math.
That was aisle
2.13. You have to go. It's like 4/3 down to the.
That's 3.14, but I got the joke.
I didn't get it
because the numbers were off.
I need a calculator.
I know it was a joke.
Write it back for me.
I know. Look, we're all over the place because we're so hungry because it's Thanksgiving. Exactly.
I'm smelling the Thanksgiving. You know what, DA? You just can't do it. You just can't do it.
Radio magic, Corey.
You just can't do it, can you, man? You just can't do it. You can't.
Edit it in post. I'm so hungry, my Afterburn shirt is getting eaten up. Listen, Afterburn, you'll get that.
Oh, DA.
But not you, $8.
Okay. This is an abbreviated show, and this is already how we're in. This is how we're in. DA just breaking down the fourth wall.
Oh, my stomach, I need food.
When are we getting turkey?
I'm not getting turkey.
Are you spatchcocking a ham?
I'm not. You can't actually, you can. I'm not spatchcocking ham. But you went to the pie store. You went down pie 3. The aisle 3.14.
And they had all the pre-made pies. But I only go down that aisle because I need the deep dish pie shells coming two in a pack, 9 inches.
You
don't make those from scratch. Very lazy. But good.
And pie crust is the easiest thing to make, too.
Yeah, I know, for a 101, but continue.
So, anyways, I got these. I'm looking. I'm like, yo, I can't find these crusts
Thanksgiving
anywhere.
Ball busted.
So, I go and I find some associates, and I was like, yo, excuse me.
Wait a minute. You find some who? Some associates.
So, we know this wasn't. Never mind.
Oh, we know where it's
going. I find some.
Sponsor! It's not that place. I can never find anybody. Can somebody open this gate? I just want the baby formula. I've been pressing the button for 2 hours.
That happened to me when I was pressing the condom button. I was like, yo.
My baby didn't graduate and I still need some formula.
Let people
spill
condoms.
That'd be a good TikTok skit.
My boobies are all dried up. I'm running out of formula.
But, I found some associates and everything. I was like, yo, can you tell me where the frozen pie crusts are? And so they take me back to where I was looking, and the girl was like, they should.
Of course
be,
it was a girl right. associate.
And I was like, are you guys just out? And she was like, I think we might be. As she's saying that, some other dude's walking by, and he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? What are you guys looking for? And then she told him, oh, we're looking for the frozen pie crusts. And he told me something that shook me to my core.
Ooh, he told you something that shook you to your core. A Thanksgiving core shaking.
He said, we don't sell those anymore.
Oh, no. Wow. They don't sell the 9 inches anymore?
They don't sell frozen pie crusts at any inches.
Oh,
they sell
goodness.
Like the they sell like the graham cracker crust, the ones that aren't frozen.
You know what?
But the frozen so where are you crust,
gonna? I think I know what you're gonna have to end up doing. But go ahead, DT.
I'm gonna have to learn how to make a pie crust from scratch.
Oh my god, where are you gonna get 5 minutes?
Can I? DT. No, you don't. They don't have. I experienced the same thing because, believe it or not, I am making a pumpkin pie. Okay. For my Thanksgiving. Ew. And I was going to go not the cheap route, but the easy route and buy a frozen pie crust. And you're right. They aren't to be found. But what is to be found, and you might want to think about this, in the refrigerated section where the biscuits are, they have pie crust there. And that's what I ended up getting.
You just roll it out?
Yeah, you just roll it out and you press it into your form. It's so not the best, but...
The store I was at didn't even have those.
Really?
And I checked their website and they weren't available on the website.
Oh.
And I said, hey, is it just your guys' store or is all your stores like this? It's like the best way to really check is to check the website. Mm. And so I checked the website and the only store that carried from this brand, the only store that carried the actual pie crust that I was looking for was all the way in freaking Chandler, and I was like, I'm not driving out to Chandler for that.
Yeah.
I'll go to a different store, like a whole different brand.
And so, if it wasn't already Thanksgiving, I would have loaned you my pie cutter, because I have a pie cutter so you can cut in the hard refrigerated butter. Because mm-hmm. that's how you make pie crusts, is you have to cut the butter into...
Get some scissors.
No, that doesn't work that way. Even though I have seen a hack with someone using kitchen shears to cut their butter mm-hmm. into their dough. It kind of works, but I have a crust cutter.
Mm. Ooh.
But that's the...
I'll borrow it next year. Actually, can I borrow it for Christmas? Because I am making Christmas pies.
Oh, you are making Christmas pies. And that my cutter would definitely help you. So the answer is no. The
guess I'm going back to the cinnamon roll crust then.
Oh, yeah.
That works too.
Those are some options. But I ran into the same problem with the crust, though. And now I had to go with the store that I bought from. I had to go with the rolled out refrigerated dough. And I'm not a fan of that. And because it's just me for Thanksgiving, I'm not going to go all extra fancy. I'm not even doing a turkey today. I'm not even doing a turkey.
Corey.
DT.
Can I ask you for a huge favor?
Oh, yes. Finally. Oh, baby Jesus, Christmas comes early. Absolutely. Yes.
I need, and I probably already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyways. I need to borrow your silicone baking sheet that had the
silicone. I was like, hey, you there, Corey?
I thought it was my number, the little mini ones.
I thought it was my number, DA. Can I borrow that? Hell no. All right. So, no, you can have whatever you like. Thanksgiving is for me, DA. I know this is weird for you, DA, mm-hmm. but track with me. Party of one. I am doing today green chili chicken enchiladas. This is going to be a really disjointed Thanksgiving dinner for me tonight. Green chili chicken enchiladas. I'm embarrassed, actually, now that I'm thinking about this.
That sounds pretty good so far.
Dirty rice.
Ooh.
Yams and garlic knots.
Yeah,
and for dessert, are you pumpkin having, pie.
Are you having International Food Day? Like, did you go to the community college and get a bunch of different people like, yo, the everyone community. Bring something from their heritage?
Community college isn't free. The infrastructure plan took it out. Did they really? No, I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? It's just gonna be me. I'll see the kids on FaceTime. I'm just going to eat what I want. I'm not willing. Here it is. cheap Corey being cheap. Okay. I'm not willing to drop $75 on a 5-pound turkey.
If how much?
You can, even if you can even find the turkey.
How much?
Turkeys are really expensive this year.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Actually, that reminds me. Last year was the first time I ever hosted Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the store talking to my mom because this is my first time. I'm like, yo, okay, get the liner for the turkey thing so it makes the cleanup easy. And I was like, okay, Ma. I was like, is like $3.33 a pound a good price for a turkey? She said, honey, hell no. Where are you at? And I said, fries? And she was like, no. I'll get you a turkey because at the base, they're about $7 for a 20-pound turkey.
Wow.
I said, yeah, give me two, please.
Now let me ask you this. Are you hosting again this year?
No.
Okay,
no.
You're going away. And did you cook the bird or did your wife and your mom cook the bird?
No, when I hosted, my last parents year. Didn't come up. Yeah, my parents didn't come up. It was me. I deep fried one and I put the other one in the oven.
Okay.
How did it came out really good too.
I kind of want a spatchcock turkey.
I want a spatchcock one too, but I also want to try a deep fried one.
Is that is the spatchcock? That's the one we put the belts around your neck and around the doorknob.
No. That's how you remove a loose tooth. A spatchcock chicken is when
I thought that was sadomasochistic turkey.
A spatchcock chicken is when.
Say that three times fast.
No, you won't, because the Beetlejuice will appear.
Say it on my. I can't
even say it. Good job.
You take the spine out of the bird and you flatten that some of a monkey, and I hear it's pretty good. But DA, there's one tip that I have given to so many people when it comes to Thanksgiving. That looks uh-huh. DA's holding up a picture. I've given one tip to people when it comes to thawing their turkey, and this changes how moist their turkeys come out. And I'm going to give this tip to you, even uh-huh. though your turkey is if your turkey isn't thawed.
I bet you I did it.
Hold on. If your turkey isn't thawed out at this point, listening to this show, you're effed.
Yeah.
The tip, DA, that you think I'm going to give?
To put it in the fridge uncovered.
No, that's called the beginning of salmonella poisoning.
I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is, DT?
Put it in the fridge upside down.
You thaw the bird upside down.
Interesting.
It moves all of the juice from the dark meat, which is in the bottom of the bird. And where the dark meat is, you do realize there's a whole lot more bones there. So if you thaw it on its back, you're literally just, you know, flavoring the bones. But if you thaw it upside down, from the moment you put it in your refrigerator to start it to thaw, and you allow that to slowly get right back into that white meat, into that breast meat, boom, bam. And if you want to go even another step, which is a little bit more challenging, you cook that turkey upside down.
Ooh.
Breast down. Now you got all the juices that are going to be released from the bird just soaking up in that white meat. The only challenging is that when you do serve it, you've got to flip it back up. And if you don't have like some strong industrial tongs or a couple of small midgets to help you turn that bird back over, it's going to be a disaster for you.
No, you got to have those big old skewers that you put in there.
Yeah, or you got to get your engine lift out of the garage.
I just put it on my spatchcock. And flip it.
Yeah, pretty much anything goes on your spatchcock and it flips. But that's my biggest tip when people are defrosting their birds. Now, if you do turkey for Thanksgiving, will you also do turkey for Christmas?
Traditionally, but
really?
I haven't, though.
I want to start a new tradition in my family.
Tradition?
Because traditionally we do turkey for Christmas and turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do like a big roast, like a beef roast. What do they call them? A prime roast or?
I think it's just a roast, isn't it? But you can do it. Like you can. Pot, it's different like a pot cut.
Roast.
A pot. Different cuts of meat.
I want a huge ass fucking roast or some prime rib. Mm. Or a prime rib Christmas.
Dude.
Or some fucking brisket.
Supply chain, that's going to be $100 roast, man.
That's fine. I'll do a brisket.
Yeah, everything
you
is expensive
right now. You know what? I'll just buy some corned beef.
There you go.
Corned beef.
Get some Spam.
Ooh, a spam cock.
Mm-hmm. A spam cock.
No.
Can I spatchcock a spam cock?
You cannot spatchcock a spam. You spatchcock the spam can, but not the spam itself.
Do some corned beef hash.
Man. I don't even know how to get out of this one.
You're not.
Why is this a naughty Thanksgiving? This is a y'all just nasty.
Well, because who knows where the world is going?
Y'all acting like we just did Afterbird. Here's the thing.
Pretty much.
People are eating their $4,000 turkeys today. Some people are gonna. Can you imagine what the prices of turkey this year? People that burn their turkey or don't cook their turkey. This is why I asked the question, are people going to be able to handle it? Because if anything goes wrong with that $4,000 plate of Thanksgiving we're having, there's going to be some fisticuffs. There's going to be some furniture moving in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know something that doesn't happen, at least to the Thanksgivings I've been to?
Sex.
Like, it's not a community. Well, no. I said that doesn't happen at the Thanksgiving I've been to.
Oh, I was thinking of my Thanksgiving.
Come on. I had a kid born in August. Do the math.
I need a calculator.
So nobody puts in, like, it's not a community pot to donate for the goods for Thanksgiving. Like, here's $20 towards the turkey. Here's some money for cranberry sauce. Here's some money for stuffing. That doesn't happen.
No.
Does it?
It depends, because for the past 3 years, and this is why we've been having this problem. And this is why I've been pissed off every fucking Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving is
my family has been doing a potluck Thanksgiving. Oh, my aunt says she's going to do the ham and the turkey. Mm-hmm. And everyone else. And when we say potluck, it's just everyone's in charge of an own dish. You can make it at the house.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it at your home.
But everybody's bringing their dishes to one location.
Exactly.
And there is the potluck thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
So, but my aunt pretty much makes the menu, and then she divvies out who's going to make what and who's going to bring what. I'm always bringing dessert because they love my pies.
Who's bringing the mac and cheese?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Is they never tell me who's assigned to mac and cheese. And then there's never fucking mac and cheese.
Never.
And then, you know what one of my aunts told me?
That she loves to talk about you, D-Tag.
She said, if you like mac and cheese, and I think I said this last. I think I talked about this last year or the year before. She legitimately told me, and she reiterated this last Thanksgiving.
She doesn't love you.
She said, well, if you want mac and cheese, you bring the mac and cheese for everybody.
Facts.
I said, cool. But if I'm bringing mac and cheese, I'm bringing mac and cheese for only me.
That's selfish, D-Tay.
No.
Nah?
No, because if them niggas wanted mac and cheese, they would have had assigned it to someone or assigned it to me.
So she just did assign it to you.
No. Yeah. She said, if I want mac and cheese, I need to bring mac and cheese.
So for everybody.
I am bringing mac and cheese for my grandmother. And my grandmother getting her own little ramekin, and I'm getting my own little Tupperware of my own mac and cheese.
Can you bring me some of your mac and cheese, please? Can I have some of your mac and cheese?
You can have some mac and cheese.
Thank you.
DA, if you want some mac and cheese, I'll bring enough for you. Fuck your family.
Just play.
Too many. I'm hungry. I had some Kraft mac and cheese last night.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had crabs.
I thought so too. I thought you were going to say I had some crabs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I did not say it.
You're a whore.
I saw deep fried crab too.
Continue. Ooh, that sounds good. But
in Phoenix.
I'm never bringing macaroni and
cheese.
Because
you're not close to an ocean. I'll never have seafood in any non-coastal state. Because I'm Corey Blaine. I had seafood one time in San Diego. Now I'm a snob.
Hey, my fish comes in squares. I'm just saying. I saw a school of square fish.
People are gonna start thinking this is a repeat from last.
I know, right?
Shut up.
Wait, is this a new show?
Shut up. They gonna think this is a repeat. Here's where I stand.
Swimming in the bread.
Here's what I stand on the potluck Thanksgiving and where I stand on chipping in for Thanksgiving. Don't do either at my Thanksgiving, because I don't want you to have any control. I don't want you to bring any food from your cat cat dander soaked house, and I don't want you to bring any money so that you can judge how the food that we used your money was prepared. I don't want any of that to happen.
See,
so just show up, eat what you want, keep your opinions to yourself, and when you wake up from your tryptophan coma, get the hell out of my house. That's how I run Thanksgiving.
But Corey, here's the thing. That's why it won't happen like that at your Thanksgiving, because you ain't having one.
It's not.
Just you.
But yeah. Before then, I would. It would be like, you know, what do you want me to bring? I want you to bring yourself and show up and eat and leave.
No, this is like someone who doesn't vote but has a word in who's the president. You didn't vote for Biden. You didn't vote for Trump. But you're still complaining. No.
I voted in who I wanted my candidates to be.
You don't participate in Thanksgiving, so don't tell people how to run their Thanksgiving.
What are you talking about? Before the pandemic, my house was the mecca for holidays. What are you talking about? Before my family exploded in 2019, everything happened at Casa La Blaze.
I still think about them.
And I laid it out for them. I went above and beyond. You're talking about your little $200-$300 Thanksgiving and Christmases. Mine's worth thousands. I just didn't put out the food. I put out the decorations. I arranged all the cars in the freaking driveway. What are you talking about? I was Mr. Holidays back then. You can't get on me because my heart is now two sizes too small.
Okay, Grinch. I have a question. Legitimate question.
He is a Grinch.
What are your guys' take on bringing drinks to someone's house?
Like alcoholic drinks?
Yeah. Like, if they're saying, okay, like, we're going to have, like, the regular drinks, the non-alcoholic beverages, but if you want to bring something to drink, you're more than welcome to bring something to drink. What do you guys think are, like, the etiquette? What is proper etiquette when
bring a couple bottles, bring a couple packages of it, be prepared to share a little bit of it.
And we're talking about alcoholic beverages?
No, any kind of beverage. Like, if you want to bring soda.
Alcoholic?
Okay, if you bring a bottle, people going to be having cups out. Unless you hide it in the car.
Jesus.
Okay.
Ghetto fabulous, man.
When you leave, if there's liquor still left, or there's a bottle still left, and
you left your bottle.
Do you leave the bottle there, or do you take it with you?
If I still want my alcohol, I'm taking my bottle. But if I expect it to get drank, which it will, if you leave a bottle at somebody's house, then it's for them.
Yeah, I think that...
Okay.
You don't leave your stuff over at somebody's house, no.
Okay.
Okay, so when it comes to my view...
Yeah.
You want my view in here?
Yes, yeah. I want your view.
Because he drinks a lot.
Yeah,
his life sucks.
My life is great!
No, it's not. I disagree.
I love my baby.
Here's where I stand on it. If you are going to bring some alcohol, you should at least let the person who's hosting know that you are. Okay?
Okay.
If you do bring some, you're going to have to anticipate that if it's seen, people are going to want some. However, I think you should bring it with the intention of sharing. I think it's rude to bring it and not want to share.
Facts. Can I add on to that real quick? I think it's rude not to even bring a bottle for the host.
It's okay to bring a drink or a liquor bottle like that for the host as a gift.
Yeah.
Yes, but be prepared.
A bottle
to
of
share.
Wine or something.
But I have another caveat on that. If you do bring it and it doesn't, all of it does not get consumed in that day, it should be left for the host. No matter what, whether you want to take it or not, you should leave it.
Depends on how much it is.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does. If that was a $200, $300 bottle.
At the host house, leave it.
Okay, so back to me and my mac and cheese. this fits in with
back
that.
Back to the mac and cheese.
The aunt who told me to bring mac and cheese and got mad at me when I said I will bring mac and cheese for myself. Is the aunt who's in charge of always bringing the drinks.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
She can't really cook, so she's in charge of always bringing the drinks.
Damn.
So, she brings, like, two bottles of wine, because all the girls, like, drink wine. And at this time, me and my cousins, we're all over 21, so we all drink. My little brother, Corey, you met my little brother. Yes. He's 21 now, so he's drinking.
Dangerous.
So she brings wine for all the girls and everything, and then she brings a case of beer for herself.
Because she doesn't drink wine.
She drinks the wine too, but she drinks.
How big is the case?
It's like a 24 pack.
Oh nah, she tripping.
That's a
she don't drink 24 cans of beer.
And then
on the wall.
And then when she's ready to leave, and she's always one of the first to leave, she takes her beer with her.
Okay. Now, DT, what you're explaining here is a different level of ghetto. And we have to adjust our holidays based off of our level of ghetto. You know what I mean? If you know she's going to show up and she's going to do that, you can't really crap on her because she's just going to end up doing it no matter what.
Exactly. So
that
I'm going to
a different level of ghetto.
I'm going to stoop to her level of ghetto
and come
with my own Tupperware of my self-served mac and cheese for me. And when I leave, I am filling my container of mac and cheese that is going to be gone now because I ate it with my leftovers, because she's always taking like 4 or 5 plates with her. So
let me ask you a question.
What's up?
When she brings the 24 pack of Coors, I just think that it's Coors.
It's Modelo.
It's okay. When she brings her 24 pack of Michelob, if someone asks her for one, will she share it?
It depends on how drunk she is. If you ask her right, if you ask
different
her in the
level of ghetto,
if
I'm
you ask her in the beginning, she's gonna be like, "Oh, they're in my car. I haven't brought them out yet." Knowing damn well they're in the back fridge, because my grandmother has 3 different refrigerators.
Every grandma does.
The one in the kitchen, the one in the washroom, and then one on the back porch.
Yeah.
And then the one on the back porch has all like the like. These are the special items. No one really touches these.
Yeah, these are special short bus items.
Exactly. So she always put hers in the back, and she'll put like 2 or 3. She'll put like 2 or 3 in the cooler at a time for her.
That's trifling.
Okay, see, that's a different level of ghetto.
But if that's how it is.
And you anticipate her doing this every year.
But I'm the asshole. But I'm the asshole for walking around with my own 6-pack.
Okay, now speaking that this is happening in your Thanksgiving, I'm gonna renege my a-hole stamp on your mac and cheese approach. Okay, I didn't know what level of ghetto I was dealing with. I didn't know what level of crazy was going on in your holiday. So if this is happening amongst, you know, with beers, and there are probably other people in your family doing it the same thing with the beers, their pies, their weed, their crack, their meth, it's probably everybody being stingy.
No. So
you go ahead and be stingy too then. Why not?
She is the only stingy motherfucker in the family.
Well, and you, DT, and you.
And now you.
I haven't done it yet, so technically I'm not.
You're not going to do it. I'm going to tell you why you're not going to do it. You're
not going to do it.
Because your grandma will stab you in the back of your neck with a butcher knife.
I'm not going to do it, but what I will do is go and enjoy a little bit of food from there and make my plate and leave the macaroni I made at home, except for the little container that I did bring, because I will drop off mac and cheese for my grandmother. If I make mac and cheese, she's getting mac and cheese.
See, you're reaching, you're putting yourself
that's
down on her.
Petty.
You're putting
that's
yourself
beyond.
On her same re-
how,
on your
how
aunt's
is that beyond
level.
Petty? That's
I didn't
beyond
even
bring
yourself on the same level, man.
So if I make mac and cheese at home and just leave it at home and forgot it, is that petty?
If you're forgetting it because you mean to forget it, yeah.
If you're purposely forgetting it,
yeah.
Yes.
Which again, yes, that's very petty.
Okay, so if I go over there and didn't make the mac and cheese, and I just went over there, enjoyed their Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You won't
came
do that.
Home,
you
and then
won't.
Came home. Hold on. Let me finish.
No. Yeah. Do it all.
And then say came anything. Home uh-huh. with my extra plates to, mm-hmm. for leftovers, because they're always mm-hmm. giving out. They're always trying to get rid of it because they don't want to mm-hmm. pack the fridge. Mm-hmm. But take home some leftovers.
Yes.
And then the next morning, I decide. Uh-huh. You know what?
Oh.
Mac and cheese will go great with this, and I'll make some mac and cheese.
I'm following. I'm already there at the end of what you're about to do.
I'm at the beginning of what you're about to do, because the first thing you said is go and enjoy Thanksgiving. And as the history books will reflect, if there is no mac and cheese,
you
DT
do not enjoy
is not
it.
Enjoying Thanksgiving.
You don't enjoy it.
You are just hanging out with your family while they get drunk on your stingy aunt's beers.
Exactly. So if I went over and stomached Thanksgiving and then went home and the next day enjoyed the second coming of Thanksgiving.
Would that be okay? Second coming.
Born again Thanksgiving.
Born again Thanksgiving. Would that be okay? Would that be long acceptable?
As long as you don't tell your recent wife.
can I just say this? It's all about intent, brother. The intent is there, wrong. The intent is bad to begin with. So any scenario, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
If this next pull out your light skin ass, yes.
And after your thought, hold up the end sign.
Now, what if, because I haven't gone over there yet. So what if I go over there? I don't know the menu. Later, I got the pies.
You don't know the menu.
He knows the menu. I don't know. It had to be published. Everybody knows what everybody else is bringing.
No. It's never published. You are verbally told by my aunt.
Called
up by my grandmother and told the menu.
Of what you're bringing.
Okay.
Wherever you lead, yes.
So if I go over there, because they know very damn well I want mac and cheese. And my main aunt, not the stingy aunt, my main aunt. I call her my main aunt because she's legit. She knows I want mac and cheese. So she said there'll be mac and cheese this year. So if I go over there tonight and there's no mac and cheese, am I in trouble for making mac and cheese tomorrow to make sure that I enjoy Thanksgiving?
The way you told that story with your head bobbing nonstop.
No, I'm just saying, would I be in trouble if I'm going over there with the assumption that there should be mac and cheese because I was told there should be mac and cheese this year?
You would not be in trouble, no. You would not be in trouble.
Okay, so as long as I'm not going with the intention of like, I hope there's not mac and cheese so I can make it tomorrow.
Here's the thing. You planted the seed.
There ain't going to be no mac and cheese tonight probably now.
And there is already intent in your heart, and your intent is surrounded and smothered in malicious. In malice.
What if I just buy Missy's back?
Now you got it. Get your Mrs. C's Christmas. So all right.
As long as I don't make it, if I buy it, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch story. I'm not rushing the end of this show. I didn't get a text message that the food is ready. I'm the only one that would have to send that to myself because it's Thanksgiving of one.
Yep.
Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show and ask you what's it all about. Through your mask and above the turkey leg, tell them they'll make you laugh and oppress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D. in Absentia. I've been Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Goodbye.
Hello.